The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Time now to check the markets from Argonaut Securities. Kevin Johnson joins us on Perth Live. Good afternoon, Kev.
Good afternoon, Peter. It's been another roller coaster road today on the market, but this time at least it's on the green side of the ledger.
Yeah, it's been volatile, hasn't it? It's bounced back today, which is good news.
Yes, no, we seem to be dealing in cricket scores at the moment, either 100 or 200, and today it was 50, up 51 points to 5,981. It's a nice little turnaround from what we saw yesterday. US market, of course, is a little bit more stable last night. I still think the volatility's not behind us yet, and we'll wait with interest the next couple of days. But it was just good to see a few stocks rebound nicely today. In particular, the energy vehicle sector, they were probably the biggest percentage movers today. On news overnight that Nissan were going to, I like saying Nissan, it sounds a bit different than how you normally tell when we were bogan kids, Pete. But Nissan are going to spend $9.5 billion rolling out at least 20 new models that all have a fully electric or electric hybrid cars. And that reminded people that Australia, of course, is the largest producer of lithium. And as a result of that, Galaxy are up 11% today. They finished up 33 to 321. Mineral Resources were up $1.42 to $18.27. Kidman were up 15 to 184. Cleantech were up 8 to 127. So then Pilbara were up 5 to 85. So a lot of interest in those stocks. And overall, the strength was mainly in the bigger cap stocks. You know, Rio Tinto up $2.88 today. CSL $1.90. The A2 Milk Company rebounded 40 cents back above $8 at $8.16. The currency, well, it's drifting around. It's just below 79 at the moment. It's 78.81.
Because it got to 80 actually earlier in the week, didn't it?
It did, yes. No, it was on 80. Then it sort of fell away yesterday to about 78.5 and rebounded now. Euros are more expensive, though, for some reason. 157. Sterling's still around 177. And the gold price, it's up $5 to $13.29, but it did fall about $15 to $20 last night, which dragged a lot of the gold shares down today. So they were good performers yesterday and poor performers today. So they're going the inverse of the market at the moment, which is a bit not unusual, actually, in a number of different ways. But all in all, good to see us back in the green today. Still treading very warily here. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Good on you, Kev. And no doubt, hopefully, Ollie will be back with you tomorrow. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Enjoy the evening.